Hey, you guys, it's your girl, Miss Kiki Latrice, and you are tuned into the Movement's second podcast.
And my brother is here, you guys. My big brother, Jalen, he's back from Vegas. I'm so happy.
Oh, you were in Vegas.
Yes,
turn it up for his 21st. Turn up.
Oh, happy birthday. I had to do it big. Appreciate it. I had to do it big one time. But it was crazy, though. It was crazy.
For real. But no, girl, you know what? I feel like I'm feeling salty, so...
As salty as a bag of chips you snacking on?
Girl, these cold burritos are hitting right now, because I'm hungry. I ate all day. I'm hungry. But no, girl, I'm real salty. I'm going to tell you why. Okay?
Why?
We about to get into it. Okay.
Uh-oh.
I got to hear this.
Okay. I don't like somebody that's always, like, fiending for drama. Like, somebody that creates drama.
Yeah.
That to me is just real childish. It's like, do you not have anything better to do with your time than to create drama? Like, it's not that serious. You know what I mean?
Right.
What makes it worse is if that person creates drama, but then when they're confronted, they run away from it. Like,
mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what you're talking about. You being child, like, people nowadays would be like, oh my gosh, she ran to Twitter. She childish. But then as soon as you try to confront them in person and talk to them, get out of my face. I don't want to talk to you. So I'm like, so what are we supposed to do?
Thank you.
We can't talk about it like adults or?
Right. No. And I think the other thing that bothers me a lot, and y'all can say y'all will spill on it, and not even just somebody that likes to cause drama, but somebody that likes to fight. To me, when you talking about, oh, I'm gonna meet up with you and we gonna fight, I'm thinking you 4 years old off that. Because I'm like, who fights? Like, who honestly, like, wants to go ahead and throw fists at somebody?
It's like,
for
after
what purpose?
Like, even if you crazy. Beat that person's butt, they still not gonna like you and you
right.
still not gonna like them. So, like,
you
what is
ready?
It?
You either gonna feel like you gotta go ahead and fight them again because you didn't win, or you gonna be throwing that, like, I'll just beat your butt. And now I'm feeling all high and by or whatever, but now you feel like your life is in danger because you beat their butt. Now you know somebody gonna come after you at some point in time and try to beat yours. Period.
Truly. That's some crazy people. Whether they be fighting. It's some crazy people.
Sorry, y'all. I'm eating on the radio because I'm hungry. And
they
I
probably
eat.
Can't hear you.
Okay, well,
I can't hear you.
But yeah, so. But that to me is real petty, but something else that I'm salty about. Somebody that doesn't own up to their stuff. Like, if you go, like, if the proof is right there in the pudding and you sitting over there and you still not owning up to your stuff, that to me, it just doesn't sit right with me. Like, as a person, I'm like, okay, you see me, like, if I were to do something wrong, like, let's say I pull Lizzie's hair out or something like that.
My weave.
Her weave, her extensions. If y'all need to put in extensions, y'all need to go ahead and hit up Lizzie because she do some really good ones, for real.
So weave game strong.
She throwing
weave
me out there.
Game,
okay.
Weave game strong.
Tell me why my guy was trying
real
to make
strong.
Fun of me the other day.
About your weave?
Yeah. He was like, why is he so poopy? He was like, why you got hair here and hair here? I was like, those are called layers. He's like, oh. He was really trying to make fun of me. But, okay, I've been in that situation before, not going to lie, where... It's not necessarily that I didn't want to own up to it, but I was using some words to where I wasn't lying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if someone confronted me and they're like, did you say this? And I'm like, go ask that person.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that I didn't say it. I'm just telling you, like, now that you know, go ask them and see if they'll tell you.
Right.
But sometimes it's annoying because it feels like you're beating around the bush. So, like, this week, I lost... Well, I didn't lose anybody.
Nobody lost her. She lost. No.
I let go of a lot of people this
yep,
week because
exactly.
I like
yeah,
laid
so
everything down. Huh?
I want to know on a personal level, like what happened.
On a personal level.
On a personal level, what happened?
Wait, we spilling tea on the radio?
Like real tea,
saying,
like hot Lipton.
Right.
Wait, we spilling tea on the radio?
For real though, like because
well,
I know the whole situation with CJ.
Oh, that one.
Ooh.
That one. That's
wait,
the one I was talking
he
about.
Said, he said, BJ.
Oh,
just
BJ.
Say people's names.
We don't have to talk about that after the song. Okay, y'all. All right. We gone, y'all. Bye.
Ooh.
She crazy.
Tongue all out and stuff.
Catch me in Austin. So tight up.
I see your eyebrows are on fleek.
My eyebrows are on fleek. I went to this place.
She got so serious.
Dress.
Right.
You got so
serious. We ain't here fooling right now. No, we went to this place off of, I went to this place off of medical drive to get my eyebrows done. I got these things threaded for $7.
Really?
$7.
That's good.
I don't know, like, some people, they tell me all the time that they're like, oh, I hate threading. Oh, I hate it. It hurts. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But I'm like, for $7 and they do a job like this on your eyebrows?
Right.
You don't find nothing like that. For real,
right,
for real.
Right.
So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and get these eyebrows done. I don't care if it hurts. $7 versus...
Did your eyes cry?
For the love of
it. I teared up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't, like, overwhelming. I know that... She got to one part on my right eyebrow. I was like, oh, my God. Like, it just... I kept feeling myself flinch whenever she did it. That stuff hurt, man.
But she must be used to it because it looked like she messed up, so...
Heck, yeah. But no. Okay, so back to our salty session. What were we talking about before we...
We were talking about a lot.
We were talking about a lot.
Just, like, certain people and...
People losing friends.
Hey,
yeah.
Dropping people. You gotta cuss some people out, though.
You really do. You really
sometimes.
Do. I like...
Y'all wanna hear about a situation? I'm not gonna put no names out there.
Hypothetically?
This is a hypothetical situation. So...
I can't even...
you got to have a little bit of moisture in your mouth.
She hit that down.
But no, so basically, this girl who goes to Texas State has a problem with this girl that goes to UTSA, okay?
Right.
Because this girl that goes to UTSA was talking to this other guy, this guy that goes to UTSA as well.
Mm-hmm.
This, well, mind you, this all happened in the spring of this year, okay? So this was, like, a few months ago,
mm-hmm.
right? So... They're talking and everything like that, and I guess the guy never told this girl that goes to UTSA that, you know, she's, you know, he has a little side piece or whatever. I don't know if it's a side piece or a main chick or whatever that goes to Texas State. Well, they get into, like, all this drama on Twitter, blah, 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 this, that, and the third. And then, but this is what's crazy. This is where everything, like, literally just, it seemed like everything just went left. Took a left, and then another left, and then a third left. Swear. So, this girl... came down, the girl that goes to Texas State, came down to UTSA to fight the girl that goes to UTSA. Now, if you were in a predicament, if you were in a predicament like that, would you want to fight this girl? Like, if you were the girl that wanted, that was going to get fought with, would you want to fight this girl? Like, would you fight her?
To be honest, no, because you seem crazy, because how do you stay mad for an hour driving down? Like...
Swear.
Were
I'm
you
like,
listening to, like, trap music the whole time?
For real, you would think, like, you know, you
like,
calm,
you
would
calm down,
get to your senses and stuff like that. But, I mean, I'm not trying to give this girl no leeway because what she did was wrong.
Okay, yeah.
But she is a freshman in college, so she just got out of high school, so she don't know no better.
Childish.
Was the other person?
Childish.
Was everyone in the situation a freshman?
No. The two people that go to UTSA, they're sophomores now, so.
Okay, and T... Texas State, call her T.
Mm-hmm.
Was a freshman?
Yes.
Oh, so the freshman wanted to beat up the sophomore?
Yes.
She bold. Did it happen?
No, it didn't. She ended up, the UTSA girl ended up calling the police.
Mm-hmm.
Which is right, because I'm like, why are you going, like, this is what I'm talking about. It's real childish.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you going to fight somebody that, for one, my thing is, this is, and I tell people this all the time, when it comes down to situations where the person that you're talking to ends up talking to somebody else, you shouldn't get mad at the girl, or you shouldn't get mad at the guy, whoever. You should be getting mad at whoever you was with.
Exactly, because the way I feel is, honestly, you can only believe word of mouth. So
right.
if the person that's in the middle is telling, you don't know if he's telling the other girl, oh, yeah, I'm not with anybody else, blah, 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 blah,
mm-hmm.
or he's sweet-talking her, because sometimes guys will let you know they're with someone, but they'll,
mm-hmm.
I'm not happy, and then
right.
girls think, ooh, let me make you happy, and all that other and so all that other stuff works out. But, I mean, I was in the same situation this week, too.
Yeah.
And I called the campus police because I'm not about to sit here and get either suspended or my scholarship taken away.
Right.
If you want to fight,
not worth it.
Like,
over a dude,
one,
don't
try
know.
To jump me. Let me know so I can be prepared too, and then let's meet up on an outside location.
No, I wouldn't even fight. There's no point. My thing is, why are you gonna fight There are way too many people. There are 7 billion people in this world. There is no reason why you should be fighting when you are 18, 19 years old. There is no reason why you should be fighting for this one dude.
Yeah.
Who clearly doesn't want you, or else he wouldn't have been talking to this other girl.
Because in a couple of years, you're not even going to remember his last name.
Thank you. Thank
I'm
you.
I'm still tripping on the fact that she drove.
Thank
right?
You. I don't understand. She drove
somebody
down here.
He better have
that's
given her some
though
gas money.
That's
ooh,
for real.
Some gas money out of her.
I'm sitting over here like, you drove the entire time, and you made a really good point. The entire time that she drove down here, she was mad. Like, how do you stay mad for an hour? I've never been the type to hold a grudge, and that's something we can talk about later on.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never been one to hold a grudge,
mm-hmm,
like, for that long. You know what I mean? And be able to keep it,
yeah,
for that long. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, obviously, you still gonna feel some type of way an hour later. But it's not gonna be, like, to the point where you feel like you're about to fight somebody.
Yeah.
But anyways, y'all. Next song is going to be Kendrick Lamar, Swimming Pools.
Ooh.
Oh, wait, JK, I lied.
I thought.
The Movement in the 5 o'clock hour. It is your girl, Miss Kiki with Cheese, on the ones and twos. No, I'm not on the ones and twos. I'm playing, y'all. But now I'm here with my beautiful co-host, Miss Lissette, and our
hi
special guest, my big brother, Jalen.
What's up?
Jay, do you have a name that you want for people to, like, recognize you by besides your Instagram name that we not gonna say on the radio?
That's what I was gonna say though.
No, pineapples. Pineapples new. We're not gonna do that one. But any other names?
Just Jay. That'll work.
JJ.
Mm-hmm. Jalen JJ.
But yeah, in the
that's
4 o'clock
cool
hour, we were talking about you know, specific salty topics and stuff like that. And we're definitely gonna keep talking about that in the 5 o'clock hour. So you guys stay tuned. And don't forget to go ahead and use the hashtag THAMVMNT, or you can go ahead and tweet us THA is the move, it's the movement, MOVEMENTSA.
Yes.
All right. We'll be back, you guys, to the One Radio. This is the Movement. before the break, we were talking about different salty topics. We were talking about fighting,
mm-hmm,
for a special someone. And if you do have an opinion on it, don't forget to go ahead and tweet us on our Twitter at THAMOVEMENT, the Movement. That's with an ASA.
Yes, please go tweet.
I'm really curious to know, like, how people
please
feel it. Because my thing is, like, we have our own opinions about it, but we definitely want to voice your opinions as well. And we'll make sure to go ahead and shout you out along with it.
Right.
But anyways, in other news, I have, grudges. We were talking about grudges. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know some people that will hold grudges for years. And I never have been one to understand, like, why people do that. Like, why do you have to, like, you're not doing anybody else any favors by holding a grudge, nor are you doing yourself a favor by holding a grudge, you know what I mean? Because everybody else is over the situation, and you're the only person that's really,
yeah
that's really just still stuck in the mud, just about. Like, you can move out of the mud, but you ain't trying to do it, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah, but are you guys the type to hold grudges for long periods of time?
I don't think I've ever had to hold a grudge. Held a grudge, I'm sorry.
That's hard for me because I'm a very passionate person as well as, like, possessive. So
she doesn't mean, like, in a bad way, y'all.
Yeah, not in a bad way, but I'm just like, if you're mine, you're mine. Like,
right,
don't do something. But then I still do believe in, like, going with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I'll be upset for, like, a day or two, and then I'll get over it. But however, if that person that did me wrong tries to come up to me later and, like, have a list of things for me, then don't think I forgot about what you did.
Right.
I still don't hold it in my heart, and I still don't, like, simmer over it, but I'll still remember. I don't have to forget,
exactly.
But I'll forgive.
It's not forgiving and not forgetting.
Yeah.
That's how I see it. But, yeah, because, I mean, like, okay, for instance, you can sit over here and talk about how, you could talk about how, sorry, you guys. Hold on a minute. Go down. Okay, sorry. Anyway, so, like I was saying, you could talk about how, like, for instance, somebody hurts your heart. Somebody hurts you. And they'll come back in the picture later on talking this sweet game and stuff like that. Like, how would you approach a situation like that? Are you going to hold a grudge? Are you just going to go with the flow? Are you going to give them another chance? You know what I mean?
I would flow with the flow.
flow. You mean go with the flow?
Yeah. Oh,
you said flow with the flow.
Flow with the flow.
Flow with the flow, go with the flow.
Same thing. You know what I mean?
For me, it depends on who you are and what you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I feel like I have one person that, like, it doesn't matter what they did, I'd always forgive them. But for everyone else, I have, like, no tolerance.
Yes.
The only people,
yeah, that's true.
The only people I have tolerance for is little kids, and that's because they don't know any better.
Yeah, you're right about that. You're right about that.
So, I don't know.
For me, personally, like, and sorry, I'm not trying to throw shade at nobody that's listening in right now, because I know somebody that's listening in right now that might feel like I'm throwing shade, but I'm not throwing shade, I promise. But anyway, ain't no shade. But no, so basically, like, I know in my personal experiences, there have been people that have hurt me in my past, have came back, you know, and have tried to make amends, and they've tried to get back to where we were before.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I could do it, but then again, that takes a lot of emotional effort to go ahead and actually move past it. Because my thing is, once that person hurts you, you can't trust them the same anymore. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? They hurt you, it's a done deal. Your heart is broken. You know what
right.
I mean? If they come back and they try to talk this sweet game to you and stuff like that, you're going to look at it differently than you did before, you know?
Okay.
So, you know, that's how I approach it. You know what I mean? Like, I approach it with caution. You know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, same concept, you know, forgiving and not forgetting. You know,
learning
from it,
yeah.
especially, you know what I mean? But I mean, everybody deserves a second chance. And like you said, Lizzie, because girl, let me tell you, I have somebody that is the exact same way,
mm-hmm.
where they will do whatever they want to me, and it's a horrible, horrible thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'll forgive them, and we'll move forward. You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? There's only one person. Everybody else, they don't get that treatment.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just crazy, like, how people, but I've known people that will hold grudges for years about some of the smallest stuff.
I mean, like, my mom and her sisters, they have a thing going on. Like, my mom's completely over it, but, like, for some reason, my sisters, well, no, they don't like my mom because, like, they see that she's doing better.
Mm-hmm.
And she was telling me the other day, like, if someone has a problem with you, it's, like, one of three things. Either they're jealous of you, they want to be you, or they're threatened by you. It's one of those.
Mm-hmm.
So if, like, someone's holding a grudge against you, but I don't even know how that got brought up. I really don't even know. I lost my train of thought.
Should we cut to music?
Go ahead, because
I
forgot what I was talking
about.
Yeah,
because Lizzie got about 21 questions you need to ask yourself right now. Oh, speaking of which, 21 questions about 50 Cent.
She did that on purpose.
I did that on purpose. Okay.
She set me up on purpose.
All right, bye, y'all. I've been listening in to the movement. I know you guys probably been hearing us talking about, you know, grudges, or talking about people fighting with other people for no apparent reason, blah,
mm-hmm.
blah, blah, blase, blase. Well, have you heard blase by Ty Dolla $ign? Have you heard blase by Ty Dolla $ign with Future and Ray Sherman? That song is dope.
Is it?
We might have to play it later on. But anyway, so... first and foremost, hopefully he's listening in right now, but I want to give a shout out to my homeboy Javon, who up in the Cleveland, Ohio area, blah blah blah, no big deal, blase blase.
Shout out to him.
But no, I was looking, you know, during the break and stuff like that, we sitting over here talking and stuff like that, I'm looking at my phone, and there's an article about Kendall Jenner, who is 19, and British actor Orlando Bloom dating. Now, Orlando Bloom, his fine self, is 38. So, literally a 19-year age difference. Now, according to them, they don't mind the age difference. They're just chilling. They having a good time. You know,
obviously, the whole family, though.
For real?
Yeah.
I'm like...
The whole family.
This isn't that, like, shocking. Like,
yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah,
because,
yeah,
I mean, like, when you look at Kylie and... I mean, Kylie and Tyga,
they weren't that smart about it because we still saw them together.
Right.
But as soon as she turned 18, now they holding hands,
right.
walking around
yeah,
together.
Right,
we're like, well,
right,
we knew,
right.
but.
It's a whole nother story.
Yeah, but it's like, okay, you have to be smart about it because you can get in trouble. So I get you.
True,
but
yeah.
Now Kendall. And do you see how, like, everything is spaced out?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, it's so strategic, this family, it's weird.
Yeah, no, so it looks like Orlando Bloom has actually been linked with a string of women, including Selena Gomez, Luisa Marais, and Erica Packer. Sorry. Okay. Well, I mean, it looks like also Kendall Jenner has also been linked to Lewis Hamilton, who in turn has also been reported to be getting close to Rihanna. So it's just like a string of people with a string of people.
Wow.
No, shout out to ooh. All right, you guys, you tuned into the Movement. It's your girl, Miss Kinky Latrice, here with my beautiful co-host and our special guest, my big brother, Jalen. It looks like somebody just tweeted us.
Whoop, whoop.
Oh my god, our first tweet.
Yes.
Oh my god, you guys. This is just so fun. No, I'm playing.
Make
okay,
sure you guys utilize that, though.
Yeah,
we love talking to you guys.
I know, right? We love talking to you guys, and we definitely love, you know, speaking on all these different topics that you guys have for us. Speaking of topics, our tweet says, at the Movement Essay, when would the appropriate time be to say I love you to your significant other without it feeling rushed or awkward? And this is from always underscore hustling, no G, underscore G Cole. Okay, so let's go ahead and talk about this. When would the appropriate time be to say I love you to your significant other without it feeling rushed or awkward? There is no appropriate time.
Yeah, it differs.
I don't, if you feel it, you feel it. My thing is, people need to understand the difference between love, infatuation, and lust.
Yeah.
Love is like where my mom, she explained it the best. I'll never forget it. I was 14 years old. I was seeing this guy named Cameron. And she told me, she was like, if you see yourself being old and gray with this person, changing their diapers when they're old, then that's love. If you still send a, if you're not thinking that far with that person, and you not, if you don't feel as though you'll be able to take care of that person when they're on their deathbed, that's not love. That's infatuation. Lust is where you're only thinking about the physical. You're only thinking about when I'm gonna get them back in the sack. That's lust. But I mean, it really just depends on, you know, if you really feel it or not. You know what I mean? That's my take on it.
I think it just depends on time. You know, I think you should tell somebody you love them, like, real quick though, you know.
To be,
because some people would be like, in 2 weeks they'd be like, I love you.
I mean, like, I told somebody that I loved them within 2 weeks, but that was because, like, I honestly did love them. I'm not gonna lie, like, I saw myself being with this person for a really long time.
Do you ever, like, feel like the two people want to say it, but they never do? Like, you're just like, who's gonna say it first? But I mean, I've been in two situations where I've used the word love. And I can't remember who said it first with, like, the first boyfriend I've ever been with, because he was, like, my first love.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it wasn't anything awkward about it. Like, we both just knew. But with my second relationship, I kid you not, like, we were talking, and we meet up to go to his sister's graduation, and we were, like, sitting in the car, and he says, I love you, kisses me, and then says, will you be my girlfriend?
Wait, so he said he loved you
before we even started going out.
Hola. No.
Yeah. I mean, like, we were, like, friends before. We were friends for a good year before.
Yeah.
And he always tried to get with me, but, like, I was clearly with someone else.
Right.
But I was just like, wow. Like, you can't, I feel like with situations like that, you don't know someone just by being friends with them. Like,
yeah,
you see them
really
a couple
don't.
Of hours a day or a week. Like, yeah, you need to actually see
go
that person.
Some situations with them and
right,
see, like,
right.
how they're going to react in those specific situations.
Exactly.
That's how you determine whether or not you're going to be with somebody. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, you know, like, definitely something that I would tell people when it comes to situations, like, when you're trying to decide whether or not you want to tell somebody that you love them, you have to honestly feel it in your heart. That's first and foremost. But you also have to think about whether or not you're seeing those signs from that person that they're on the same page as you. Because that's embarrassing as Lord knows what. If you sit over here telling somebody that you love them and they're like, this is awkward.
Right.
Like, you know, that's definitely something to take into consideration. But, I mean, in your situation, Lizzie, like, you guys knew each other for a year beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
As friends, he said that he loved you. It's kind of like that one show. What is it called? You know that one show, like, where basically people are friends, like, a long period of time? A long periodically
Friends.
Amount of time. Is
a
it
long
Friends?
Periodically with all the white cast.
No, wait, what?
Is the cast all white?
No, they have a different people on the show every time. But It's on MTV.
Oh, I don't know.
I can't remember the name of the show, but basically, like, on the show, people who have been friends with people for a long period of time, they go on the show basically saying, oh, I've developed feelings for this person, and I want to be able to tell them, and they, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
they, and then from there, the other person says, oh, yeah, let's go on this date, blah, blah, blah. Like, they set them up, like, on this blind date and something, you know. But yeah, I mean, that's really like how we see it. But I mean, if you guys have a different opinion about it, feel free to go ahead and tweet us using that, at the movement SA,
tweet
mention.
Page.
Yeah, definitely for sure. But anyways, we'll be back, you guys. All right, you guys, you're listening in to the movement on the One Radio. I'm your girl, Miss Geeky the Trees, and I'm actually kind of getting tired. I'm not going to lie, but it's been a long weekend. Shout out to the UT Omegas. They had their party this Friday. It was pretty live, not gonna lie.
Shout out.
I was in San Marcos last night. San Marcos was live, you know, for the time that y'all actually was popping and stuff like that, because parties got shut down, getting into fights. Anyways.
Of course.
But yeah, it was live out there. So shout out to San Marcos. What else is there to talk about? Because my brain is literally sitting out. Like,
do you know any local events coming up soon?
Bow Wow was going to be at Nectar Lounge on Saturday. I repeat this. Bow Wow, Shad Moss, Bow Wow is going to be at Nectar Lounge off of Stone Oak Parkway this Saturday night. So everybody, and it's hosted by the promo group that I'm in, Black Ave, okay? They are Black Ave Entertainment.
TM,
okay? But yeah, we doing some big
I'm really salty. I can't go.
Why not?
I work for the football team, and they have a game next week in El Paso, and I'm going with them.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's going to be live, too.
That is going to be live.
Like, I saw even on his, I was scrolling down Facebook. Yeah, he posted a video. Apparently, I guess on Instagram, too, but on Facebook, talking about some, guess what, San Antonio, I'm going to be down.
I
was like,
I don't like how you did the voice.
I was like, why you got to pick next week? Why?
But yeah, I'll be
oh
up in there.
Gosh.
You already know.
Yeah.
Please turn up for me.
That's going to be live.
That's going to be real live. So make sure y'all are out there.
And get there early if you want to get in.
Yes, sir.
Saturday.
Yes, sir. Shoot. Yeah, make sure you get there early. Me and my promo team, we finna have like all those sections stuff like that, but y'all need to go ahead and get your sections because this thing
don't make them salty.
Oh.
We have our own session,
but
I guess you can come too.
But I mean, yeah, like everybody
now
come out. Like, and if you see me, say hey,
the,
like I'm serious.
Wave up on the podium. I'll be up there.
It ain't even that serious. But yeah, definitely shout out to Black Ave. Shout out to Shad Bow Wow Moss. Shad Bow Wow Moss. I don't like saying it like that. Shad Moss, a.k.a. Bow Wow. There we go.
I'd be like, Bow Wow, you want me to braid your hair?
Bow Wow ain't got no hair.
You shave it off?
Yeah, cut it all off.
Lizzie,
I don't follow people like that.
You don't understand how late you are.
I don't follow people 5 years ago. Well, hair grows.
You are late. You are late, ma'am. He has been shaving stuff off. Anyways, y'all, we'll be back. This is Pony Badger. All right, you are tuned into the movement. What were we talking about?
Shad.
You look
Shad.
Tired. Let's
I'm
get on you.
Bow
looking
out.
Tired.
Yeah, let's get on me looking tired,
looking
man.
Tired.
My schedule is packed.
Yeah.
Like, I got... Lord. Girl.
I'm out of it. Right? I'm sorry.
If you don't have a case on your phone,
yeah.
Please purchase one.
Because
you'd be saving me a lot of anxiety by getting a case on your phone. That's all you got to do, boo-boo.
But it looks so pretty
oh
with that.
Gosh, no.
I'm feeling the same way.
No.
I had
no
one on mine.
No, sir.
Mine
nope.
Is straight screen.
My thing is, you be paying mad money to go ahead and get that thing fixed once you break it. And that it always happens. Never fails, okay?
Don't say
so
that. Not
shout out
somewhere.
To everybody that got a case on their phone.
Shout out to everybody that got some protection on their phone. Okay?
Y'all fake.
Right.
I'm all out.
Yeah, too. I ain't gonna lie, I just threw a case on mine.
For real. I can't with that.
They're expensive, though.
Bro,
I want something
I
cute.
Like $10.
Where?
Off of Amazon.
Yeah, get them off of Amazon.
See, I never like buying stuff online, but... That's
no,
a place
girl.
To go.
Yes,
yeah,
go to
Amazon.
Buy yourself a case. Buy
shout
yourself
out to Amazon.
Shout out to Amazon.
For real.
Amazon.
Amazon.com.
No,
you crazy.
But yeah, so So get a case on your phone for real. Because people have cases on their phone. I'll be getting so scared, especially when they drop their stuff and they gotta have like that moment of silence to go ahead and pick it up and see if it's
reveal.
But yeah, so
gosh.
Instagram, y'all know the drill. MISSKEKELATRICE. That's on Twitter and Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you follow our Twitter, the movement's Twitter, TheMoveMentsa. Oh wait, is it MOVE?
No, it's the
MVMNTSA.
Yes.
Lord have mercy.
Make sure you guys go ahead and follow us.
I'm tired.
It's all good. We have the same hashtag, it's the first part. Or you can also use the movement essay as well, whichever one floats your boat. We'll be checking for both, but we would love to hear from you guys. Also, when you find us on Twitter, you can also find our email. There you can let us know if you want to come on the show, if you like to promote something that you do,
or
if you just have some advice. You can also send that to our email as well, and we can talk about it on the show.
Let's blow our pages up.
Yes.
For real.
You know
blow
saying?
All of them
blow.
Up.
We don't mind.
Lizzie, personal Twitter, Instagram.
My personal Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat is LZZIIE.
Simple enough. All right, you guys, we'll be back with no scrubs.
That's
or after
don't
no scrubs. 2, 1, and we're back on.
Hello.
Hello, everybody. Anyways, okay, we're gonna go ahead and just close out because I'm tired.
I'm tired and I'm thirsty. Y'all just
time
drink like
rinse.
A whole bottle of tea
it's hot
and
outside.
Not sharing
it's
with anybody.
Lord knows what. San Antonio to cool it
it's
down
hot,
one time. I'm tired of it being so hot.
Right.
Exactly.
So.
We got to go ahead and get this hydration on. But anyways, thank you guys for listening in today to The Movement. Thank you, Jalen. Special guest, my brother.
Of
hi.
Of
my brother.
Shout
I love my brother.
Glad to be on the show.
Yeah, and happy
belated
birthday
you.
To you.
Appreciate
mm-hmm.
it. Appreciate it.
Turn up 21.
Turn up.
Everyone's turning 21.
Right.
You know, right? I'm
we
like,
old
I'm,
now.
We are getting old.
Yep.
So
pretty, yep. Y'all are.
I know.
She's
going
to put it on us.
For real. We old. We know
right.
we old.
We
go ahead. Give me my cane. Sure.
Right.
But yeah. But no, it was definitely great having you on the show today.
Appreciate it.
Like we said before, you know, make sure you guys use the hashtag. Make sure you guys are
shout
tweeting
out.
Us.
Shout
you know,
out.
Emailing us. We like our mentions to be blown up, of course. So make
all
sure
throughout
you
the
do
week.
That.
All throughout the week. Don't
yes.
try to wait just for Sunday.
Yes. But yeah, anyway, so that's about it. Any last words?
Nope.
We love everybody.
I know, I love y'all. Y'all real.
Love
y'all
everybody.
Real.
Shout out to everybody
have
listening,
a,
tuning in.
Yes.
Low key.
Mm-hmm.
Have
yeah,
a blessed
think,
week and
yeah.
don't let school stress you out because it's so easy to do, but just stay calm.
Yeah.
Stay, what's that thing? Stay calm and keep moving on
right.
or something like that. I
keep
don't know.
Calm and
keep
calm. Moving on.
Yeah, just
that.
Do that because.
Keep, calm, keep going to school.
Yeah.
What if I want to just.
Don't drop out.
Right, don't drop out.
Oh, I don't want no scrub. What? I don't want no scrub. Like, why is she. I feel like she's trying to throw shade to something, but I'm going to let that go for now.
She should
anyway.
Be like, Kiki, I want you to scrub these dishes and these things.
Oh.
Let me not give her any ideas.
My mind got the time of day.
Scrub the floors and everything.
Oh, Lord. All right, you guys. Well, we'll see you guys next week. It is All Eyes on You by Meek Mill. All right.
We would leave on him.
I love
Bye.
Meek. I love Meek.
Nope. Since he planned, I have to leave. No, I'm just kidding. No beef.
All right.
No beef.